720 WGN, John Landecker at 836. This is going to be good, I hope, anyway, because the whole idea I just find fantastic. I'd like you to introduce to you, if you have not heard him somewhere before, Jacob Ryan Reno. Good evening, Jacob. You're a terrible artist.
John, how are you? thank you so much for having me today. It's an honor, first of all. So I just want to say
thank you. Time. Thank you.
Yes, I am. I am indeed a self.
You're the worst. You are the worst artist. I'll tell you.
I am. I call myself this. You know, this is the most important thing. Is that it is all self prescribed. If someone else told me this, you know,
right.
I don't know how I feel. But I think calling myself a terrible portraitist, I think is I own up to the fact that I am bad at what I draw.
And word's getting out, and people can't get enough of it. I've got an article here. Yeah, I mean, seriously, I've got an article here, an interview you did with the CBC, of all people. And I'm not going to go through.
Canadian Broadcast Network, yes.
But I'm not going to go through the whole thing, except there's one great line in here. Reno's career as a portrait artist began, as so many terrible things do, at a house party in college. You're right. That is a lot of horrible things come out of house parties in college. So
indeed. Yeah.
But you're also a stand-up comedian, an actor, and a performance artist. That's multifaceted.
Yes, you know, I try to keep it as variety, you know, induced as possible. And, you know, to be honest, I see what I'm doing with this project as an extension of performance art.
Yes, that's exactly what I always said.
There is a ritual to it. I think it also needs to be told that I am not playing a character when I am doing this. I am myself. I am playing myself. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe in the role of a terrible portraitist. if you will. So, there is a ritual to it. You know, I wear the same thing every single time I do it. My blue painter's coat, white pants, a white shirt, and a cravat. You know, as chic as possible.
Yes, of course.
You know,
right.
Cause I think, you know what, to be drawn is a luxury. And so, I try to make it feel as luxurious of an experience, as I can.
Well, describe for those who have not seen your work in newspapers and magazines recently, and it shouldn't take very long to describe it, quite frankly.
No, you know, it only does take 5 terrible minutes. That is the that's the exchange. 5 terrible minutes. $5 for 5 terrible minutes. I want people to know is that people always ask me, they're like, well, are you secretly a very talented visual artist? And you're just, you know, like this is just like a ruse. And I have to tell people, no, I am trying as hard as I possibly can to draw the subject. And I think also I want people to understand that, you know, there's a lot of care that goes into the work. It is by no means careless because I am fighting for my life in the chair, trying to do my best, but knowing that it is going to turn out pretty terrible. So I try to be as honest as I can, you know, with people.
Yeah.
I'm an honest portraitist. So it's good to let them down as soon as they see the sign, I think.
What's the sign say?
Terrible portraits, $5 for 5 terrible minutes. Yeah. It matches the table.
Yeah.
It matches the coat. So I have a nice little, you know, I always play, like bebop jazz,
right,
as people
sure.
are that,
yeah.
You know, again, it's a luxury. It's trying to make it as luxurious of, a,
you know,
of an experience.
You got bebop jazz. You got a cravat on. You're sort of like a combination Van Gogh. What's the word I'm looking for here? Beatnik or something.
I'll take it. I will take it. I feel, you know, the reason that I started doing this is just really to A, because I just thought it would be fun. I'd be like, there's no, well, you know, nothing else I'd rather be doing on a Sunday. I quit a job that really didn't align with my values, and so I had a lot of free time on my hands. And I've had the idea for a while, since, you know, seeing, and so I was like, well, there's no time like now to start it. And I had no intention of this, you know, becoming what it has become by any means. And so it's incredibly rewarding to have people, you know, just connect with your work, and that really just enjoy the work, and that it does seem to bring a lot of joy to people. And I think that the reason that I started doing it was to be just a staple of my community, and that I just wanted to meet my neighbors and talk to people. I love what it is to talk to a stranger. And so just getting like a 5-minute little slice of life is just like so important to me. And just the things that people tell me are just so endlessly fascinating. And it just never gets old. I don't think it ever will.
Well, I don't want any incriminating things.
Don't worry. I only write their first names on the portrait.
No, but so I mean, what are some of the things they told you?
You know, like I just have people that tell me about heartbreak. People, you know, how they just broke up with their partner. I had someone in the chair who told me that they lost their father a week ago.
Oh, man.
You know, so it is kind of a, but you know, that's extraneous or outliers,
right.
But it's
right.
Mostly, you know, we talk about apartments. We talk about restaurants. We talk about good places to drink. We talk about bike routes. Talk about art, we talk about just stories. I love it when someone tells me a story, you know. I think like that, and being able to tell somebody else a story to me is really special. And just to make a connection, to shake a hand, I think is just really
that's great.
Important.
Yeah. So if people have not seen your work, would you care to try to describe it?
Yeah, I could do my worst. So as a terrible portraitist, like I said, I am trying as hard as I can. I always start with the head shape.
Yes.
So try to capture, to me, because people always ask me too, they're like, do I have to sit still? Can I move around? And I'm like, yes. Like, you know, just make yourself comfortable is like always what I'm like trying to do. I want it to be as inviting of an experience as I can possibly make it. But I start with the head. It's about capturing essence. I think it's about capturing that someone can look at it and go, yes, like that's John, you know, or like that's, you know, that's so-and-so. That to me is the most important thing, that at least like, you know, it just captures some sort of resemblance. And so I'll start with the head, and I'll do the eyes, very big eyes. Usually, because eyes very much stick out to me. I'll do the eyelashes. I'll do the nose. I'll move down to the mouth, and then I'll put like crinkles around the mouth. I'll move on to the eyebrows, and then I put out a different pen, depending on, you know, the situation. I do hair. I love doing hair. Hair is so fun to draw. Like mustaches are really fun to draw.
Beards
are like really fun to draw. I love it when people have like cool like earrings on too, or they have like, you know, a cool headscarf or like a tattoo on their neck, or, you know, like it's just, or the hats. It's like I'll draw like whatever like design is like on the hat is like really fun.
You know, it sounds like, let me get this straight. I want to make sure I say this the right way. You really care about what you're doing here on a lot of different levels, you know, meeting people, becoming part of the community, hearing stories, making these drawings. Are you in the business of this now? I mean, that's almost a word that I didn't want to apply. I mean, you're only charging $5, right? And it's for five minutes. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, and you did say earlier it's sort of like performance art, but it's really cool. I mean, have you ever thought about T-shirts?
Oh, you know, I do have some really exciting things in the works with
good.
It. And I just drew my first wedding, which is
what?
So
oh my
incredible.
God. I gotta see.
I'm moving into more private events.
You drew a wedding.
I did. It was beautiful. I drew the bride and the groom first. It was actually at Space in Evanston, the music venue up there. And they're cool. You know, they have some tact. You know, they're hosting their wedding at a music festival or at a music venue. I when I started this, I never could have imagined that this would become what it has now become. Yes. And yes. I think, I'm going to be have a couple more private events lined up. I am going to be drawing at a couple of music festivals coming up, which I'm very excited about as well. And I think what I now want to move into a little bit more, this is the way that I'm thinking about it, is that I want to draw like bastions of Chicago. I have lived in Chicago for almost 10 years now. I love this city. I claim this city as my own, and I have nothing but like just so much gratitude for Chicago. And so I just really want to draw just the people that make this city work. Mm-hmm. So whether that's, the sports teams here or the arts.
Right.
I just did have the opportunity to draw Wilco.
Really?
Which is an artist that I've looked up to.
Sure.
Jeff Tweedy and Wilco.
You bet.
They just had it was two sets at the Salt Shed a couple of weeks back, and it was incredible. It blew my mind. It was my actually first time seeing them, but I've been fans of them for years. And so I reached out to them and I was like, I've been fans of you for forever. So ever since I moved to Chicago, I would love to have the opportunity to draw you guys. And, they said yes. And, it was nothing but a class act. And so I think, moving more into artists and, the people that drive the culture forward is the way that I'm now kind of like thinking about the project. And of course, still, working for the public. I see what I do as a service. I do see it as a service. I am getting as much enjoyment out of it as the people who, I hope,
Well, no, you know what?
All right.
That's the word, enjoyment. That's what this is.
Yeah.
You get enjoyment. The people that are getting the pictures get enjoyment. It's just an enjoyable experience. I mean, truly, it really is. Do you have a website, phone number? I mean, you mentioned you do weddings and some other things. If people want to hire you, can they?
And how, yes,
and if,
of course.
And if so, how do they? How do they do that?
That's an excellent question, John. you can just find me on Instagram at terrible.portraits. that's T-E-R-R. IBLE dot no okay all right I'll stop POR no okay TRA ITS and no there's a Google form that you can fill out if you are interested in potentially bringing me to you because it's really just been a romp it's just been so much fun.
Well, Jacob Ryan Reno, it's been great talking to you, and please keep up your absolutely atrocious work.
Oh, John, thank you. I will do my worst, like I said. And I hope one day that we can finally shake hands and I'll be able to draw you.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Portrait on me, of course.
Oh, come on. I can cough up the $5.
All right.
It's 850-720 WGN.